Hey y'all.
Hi, A the Interactive Nanny. Coming to you guys live and in living color from A Nanny's World, where love and play are interacting. I hope you guys have been enjoying your weekend. As you all know, this was Veterans Day weekend, so some of us actually had a 3-day weekend and didn't have to work on Friday. And I was one of those some, and I'm so grateful that I actually got an extra day to be off and to enjoy. Right now here where I am, it is cold and cloudy as far as weather. It is a little cold. So anyway, we're going to get on into the episode, and we're just going to have us a quick little story time for the little. So if you have them, grab them, sort of gather them around. And if not, then you can always play this later on as they're nighttime story time before they go to bed, or just some little quiet time for you and them to spend before they go to bed. Nevertheless, we will get started. We're going to be reading two books this evening, and the first one is entitled There Was an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Cow. And this book is by Lucille Calandro and illustrated by Jared Lee. All right, here we go. There was an old lady who swallowed a cow. I don't know why she swallowed the cow, but she did it somehow. There was an old lady who swallowed some hay. It made her day to swallow the hay. She swallowed the hay to feed the cow. I don't know why she swallowed the cow, but she did it somehow. There was an old lady who swallowed a pig. She danced a jig while she swallowed the pig. She swallowed the pig to play in the hay. She swallowed the hay to feed the cow. I don't know why she swallowed the cow, but she did it somehow. There was an old lady who swallowed a duck. It took some luck to swallow that duck. She swallowed the duck to chase the pig. She swallowed the pig to play in the hay. She swallowed the hay to feed the cow. I don't know why she swallowed the cow, but she did it somehow. There was an old lady who swallowed a horse. It took some force to swallow that horse. She swallowed the horse to cheer on the duck. She swallowed the duck to chase the pig. She swallowed the pig to play in the hay. She swallowed the hay to feed the cow. I don't know why she swallowed the cow, but she did it somehow. There was an old lady who swallowed a sheep. She collapsed in a heap when she swallowed the sheep. She swallowed the sheep to sing with the horse. She swallowed the horse to cheer on the duck. She swallowed the duck to chase the pig. She swallowed the pig to play in the hay. She swallowed the hay to feed the cow. I don't know why she swallowed the cow, but she did it somehow. There was an old lady who swallowed a fiddle. It was quite the riddle, her swallowing the fiddle. Just then, a rooster crowed, cock-a-doodle-doo, and out flew the animals, two by two. Around the farm, they began to prance, and do-si-do at the barnyard square dance. That's cute. That is really cute. This is actually a book out of a book series. So yeah, this is one of the books. This is actually my little grandbaby's book that my daughter got her from the, they had a book fair at the center that she works at. This is one of the books she got our baby. But yeah, this is a really cute book. And I actually, some of the books that are in my class where I work at the school that I work at, I actually work at a public school in my area. We have some of those books in our class. So yeah, cute little book. All right. The next one is entitled Hair Love, ABC, and it's written by Matthew A. Cherry, and it's illustrated by one of my favorites, Vashti Harrison, and it's really cute. And this one is also one of the books that my daughter got for my little grandbaby. So we're going to read this one, Hair Love, ABC. Let's go. A is for Afro. B is for braids. C is for conditioner. D is for detangler. E is for elastics. F is for frizz. G is for growth. H is for hat. I is for imagination. J is for joy. K is for Bantu knots. L is for locks. M is for moisture. N is for natural. O is for oil. P is for puffs. Q is for queen. R is for rubber band. S is for shrinkage. T is for twist. U is for updo. V is for videos. W is for waves. X is for X-braids. Y is for be yourself. And Z is for sleep. She's asleep with one of her many hairstyles. All right, y'all. So next week, I think I'm going to come with a specific topic. So I'll be researching a topic. If you want, you can always message me on via the app, or you can send me an email at interactivenanny@gmail.com, or you can find me on social media. On Facebook is Don Cherise. On Instagram and Snapchat and TikTok is just Don Cherise. Jess is in front of the Don Cherise. Yeah. So you can always get in contact with me via either of those ways with any questions, comments, concerns, whatever the case may be, any kind of communication. You can always contact me that way. But if you have any suggestions as far as some topics or whatever you would like to discuss or you would like for me to get into or whatever, you can always do it that way. Until then, this is Dawn, aka the Interactive Nanny. So I'm getting ready to sign off from Interactive Nanny's World, where love and play are interactive. I hope and pray that you guys have a marvelous week this week. Be careful, be safe, and let's get ready for Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving will be a week after next. So let's have an enjoyable and prosperous week this week. Don't forget to listen, like, share, and subscribe Interactive Nanny's World to anyone that you may know that could benefit or may enjoy the podcast. Until next week, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.